My name is Dawud Irfan, and I'm the youth president of the Methodist Church in Britain for the year 2021-22.
And what inspires you?
In my work, I really get inspired by the fact that I get to meet a lot of new people. So I really have a heart for working with people who come from diverse backgrounds and especially from different ethnicities and from different countries. So growing up as a British Pakistani in the UK, I've had my share of different experiences in the country related to culture, customs, languages, and when I get to meet and interact with different people, hear their stories and see how they're doing, how they've progressed, that really inspires me. And especially when it comes to my work as the youth president, I get to meet a lot of new people and work on a lot of intergenerational stuff. So most of the work is based for children and young people, but on that I'm also liaising and talking with people at a wider level of the Methodist Church, so any age range. And that really inspires me to just be more and more passionate about what I do and give my best to everything I can.
What's been your favourite thing to do in the role so far?
So far, my favourite thing in the role has been getting to hear what the children and young people of the Methodist Church want and how they think, how they feel, and taking that back to the wider Methodist Church and sharing it with people on different levels and different age ranges.
Wonderful. And in regards to your background, coming to England from Pakistan, what was that like? What do you remember?
So when I moved from Pakistan to this country, I was about 6 years old. And that was a really strange time because when we think about the development of children, there's often three stages. The first is when they begin to notice their environment. The second is when they begin to speak and kind of pick up a few more things from their culture, and then the third one is when they're fully embedded into it. So I was at a point where I was beginning to get fully embedded into my culture and the customs of Pakistan, and having to move into this country at the opposite end of the world where the environment is totally different, the culture is different, the people, the language, everything was really strange for me. It was something that was totally new for me. And it took me a couple months. The first few months I really struggled and it was a little hard, it was difficult, but by the grace of God and the support of my friends and family, the people here who were supporting me and with me, I really embedded well into society, and within a few months it felt as if this was home and I've always been here and I belong here. So when we first came here, we didn't know anyone, we didn't know what place we were going to and what church we'd attend, where we'd live, but one thing that is always going to stay with me is the church we attended, the people in that church, the Methodist church that was, they welcomed us with open arms and they were really kind and generous to us and made us feel like we were at home. And from that day onwards, in Cardiff, that was our community and those were our friends and family.
That's wonderful. And do you feel like that was because of the Methodist Church itself or the people maybe and the way that they were in terms of welcoming you?
I think the time that we came to this country, in that place where we were in Cardiff, there weren't too many diverse people. There wasn't that many people coming from ethnic backgrounds, and especially people who come from a place such as India and Pakistan who are Christians. So that was something that was relatively new at the time for people in that community and in that church, and they welcomed us really well. And I think that it was the fact that we wanted to be integrated into that community as well. We were there looking to live out our lives and build a life in this country, that they all saw that as well, and every step of the way they helped us in that. And I would put it down to the fact that their Methodist roots and their biblical teaching that they'd received to, you know, love everyone and welcome everyone, just be a witness of Jesus throughout the world, that was something that played a huge part in the people of the church welcoming us into this country.
That's wonderful, as it should be. And you moved over to England with your whole family. How important were they in that transition?
In the transition, like I said, it was a very difficult time for me. But the fact that I had the support of my siblings and my parents, that was amazing. So we all came together every step of the way in our life. We've all been together in everything we've done in our house. We are always open about everything and we share with each other. And especially so when I was 6 years old, that transition of fitting into this country, I think the biggest support for our family, especially, has been my mum. She was always there for us to integrate us into the society and teach us how to walk in this country properly. So she's a woman of wisdom and gave us a lot of knowledge in terms of everything, every step of the way. We learned quite a lot, and with my family, my siblings and my parents, my mum and dad, we always talk with each other and help each other in every little detail in our lives. We support each other, and that is something that has always been in our family and it will continue to carry on.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure you probably felt that even more during COVID, assuming you were all together. What was that like, you know?
Having to do services in COVID was a very different situation to what we're normally used to as Christians in the church. Because if I think about my life, I've grown up in the church, and every single day my life has somehow in some way revolved around the church. But COVID was a place where we couldn't enter our physical buildings and everything had to shift onto a virtual setting. So during that, the fact that we were all at home together as a family, that was a huge support for us as well. So we, as a family, we led Zoom meetings every day. So prayer and worship on Zoom for the first few months of lockdown, we did it every single day, as well as our Facebook Live services on a Sunday. That has been something that if we weren't there as a family, or if one of us wasn't there to support the other, that would have been a very difficult transition from going physically onto virtual. But because we were all there, we could help out. And when we talk about that, every little helps, or every little thing that you do is something that's really big for the glory of God and in the kingdom of God. So we all as a family played our little part to keep our ministry growing.
Fantastic. And I want to ask you about the world record, just because you're here. What was that like, realizing or going for this world record that didn't really even exist before you guys kind of...
Yeah, so the world record was an amazing experience in my life. It was for the most nationalities in a nativity play, and I actually represented the UK in that. And yeah, that was a truly amazing time. And again, that was something we all supported each other in as a family. So my siblings, all three of my sisters, they took part in that, and it was organized by my dad with a big support from my mum as well. And that is something that has helped me to kind of grow in my life in university and as I come into the workplace as well, working with and meeting people from so many different countries speaking different languages. It was a great experience and something that did shape me as just a different person growing up. I was able to interact with people from so many different backgrounds and cultures, and that was something I really enjoyed doing as well.
Fantastic, I can imagine. And now thinking about your role as youth president for this year, why did you decide to go for that role?
When I heard about the opportunity of applying for the Methodist Youth President, I really felt I wanted to do this because, again, when I say I enjoy meeting new people and learning from different people, getting to know others, I've always been involved in the church and since I've been here with the Methodist Church. So I've grown up as a child and young person in the Methodist Church, and grown up I've had discussions and talks with ministers and youth group leaders and people who are at different age groups in the church. So when I was able to apply for this job and actually have the opportunity to not only work with children and young people but also represent the Methodist Church on a wider scale, I felt that all of my experiences in life and everything that's kind of pushed me to this moment would be amazing for me to not only have the voices and concerns and opinions of the children and people shared with the wider Methodist Church, but also where I have a heart for working with people who are refugees and immigrants from different countries. As being the first Methodist youth president from an Asian background, I felt that I would be able to share these views and work with people from different communities to work to build greater friendships in this country and how we can integrate with different people in the country to work as one community in the body of Christ. When I think about myself being the first youth president of Asian heritage or Asian background, that is something that comes second to me. First of all, I would like to say that I am the Methodist youth president, and that doesn't necessarily mean that because I'm from a different country or a different culture or I speak a different language that this changes my role or my position in the church. First and foremost, I am here to represent the Methodist Church and the children and young people of the Methodist Church as their youth president. But coming into the role as someone who is from a different country and someone who is the first youth president of Asian heritage, I think this brings a whole different experience for people who are in the Methodist Church from diverse backgrounds. Seeing someone as myself in a position of leadership, I feel going forward, I will hopefully be an inspiration for many children and young people in the church who are looking to take on positions of leadership, or those who might not have thought about taking on leadership in the church, seeing me as a role model or seeing me as someone who has been in a position that they can look up to and know that if they come into this position or if they go into a position of leadership, they would be welcomed and encouraged and celebrated. I think this is a huge encouragement for many people in this country. I always urge people not to prejudge someone, especially when it comes to young people. We don't know about anyone in the world. When we go out into the streets, when we're walking around, when we're doing our shopping, anyone or any person that we see, we bump into, that we walk past, every single person has a story. Every single person has a lifestyle. They have something that makes them who they are, that makes them unique. So we should never judge anyone. And especially if we talk about judging the children, young people in the church, that is something that I really do not like to see when people do that. If we think about, you know, the word of God, let the children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus in his ministry as well, and we see throughout the Bible that young people always play a huge role. If we think about the feeding of the 5,000, that would not have been possible if that young person was not there. So, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, in many different ways, and in ways that we cannot as humans comprehend. But if we think about that story in particular, if that little boy was not there to offer the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, then God would have worked out a different way, but he wanted to use that child, he wanted to use that young person to show those there at the time, and us as we read that story in the Bible, he wanted to show us how the youth plays a vital part in the church and in the body of Christ, and how every single person is important, no matter their age range or where they come from or who they are.